Life Audio. Hi, friends. This is Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. Welcome to a new episode. I'm your host, Bonnie Gray. I'm a soul care guide, and I love this time together where I am able to have a chance to remind you to take a deep breath and exhale to breathe. I love autumn. This is really my season. Summer is so bright and it's so intense that sometimes I wake up feeling obligated to go somewhere or do something. People are always asking me, "Wait, what are your plans for the summer? What did you do during the summer?" And there's always pressure to have some exciting destination in your back pocket. But the truth is, I just want to eat a lot of peaches, watch some good summer flicks with my kids, and hang out on the beach in my flip-flops.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
So for me, fall is more of my style. It gets darker sooner and everything slows down. It's also the perfect time to be outside. If you ask me, take hiking. There's a lot less dust. It's quieter except for the sound of a crunchy trail that's now blanketed with falling leaves. It's really hard to beat. What does fall look like where you live? And when is the last time you have had a chance to just go outside and take a quiet walk? Well, as you think about the beautiful foliage where you live, I just want to invite you to this peaceful time where you can recharge your soul. I'm going to share a beautiful promise from God's word so that you can be able to be renewed and lifted back up. Last time, I talked about what we can do to help our worries fade in intensity when we get stuck overthinking. And this week, I want to talk about the situation where we have been faithful. We've been hanging in there, and it seems like things go from bad to worse. What do we do in that case? What do we do when we've prayed and we've been just focused on waiting patiently, but it just seems like even as we're doing the right things, the situation, the stresses, or the worries just press in even more? Many of us are feeling this way because with the pandemic kind of stretching out, we are still all picking up the pieces of what the consequences are of a worldwide pandemic. And so there's a long, I would say, tail end to what it means to walk through this valley and emerge out of it together. So as we each are facing our own maybe bad to worse situations, it is so beautiful and comforting to exhale and to go outside and to take a look at the beauty that's in autumn. You know, the seasons remind us that seasons do change. regardless of what we do, God is still moving the clouds. God is still moving the sun. God is still moving the moon and everything that's drawing the ocean to meet the sand, the waves, all those things that happen in nature and the seasons that we see happening remind us that God is in control. So today we're just going to take a look at this whole question of what to do when things go from bad to worse. What situation are you thinking about that you are facing? And as we face into those really difficult questions, we will naturally ask God, what are you doing? And why aren't you answering our prayers? Why did you lead me into this situation? These are really important questions to ask, because if we were to look at Jesus, his time here on earth, I'm actually going to do another podcast on this because Jesus asked a lot more questions than he gave answers. And the reason why he did ask a lot more questions than give answers is because he really wants to get to know us intimately. You know, if you're a parent or you're an aunt or you're one of those amazing friends who help your friends out to watch kids, you know, you spend any time with kids. If you want to connect with a child, you're going to be asking them questions about what they're doing, things about that they like. And if they're sad, they might fall down, you know, as the little ones are always trying to learn to bike or even run fast, they're going to get tripped up with their feet, right? We say, where does it hurt? What's happening? Why are you crying? So questions are a wonderful way to, you know, not just say the right things or say what we think we should say following a script. It really opens up our hearts. And so during the time when things go from bad to worse, it's actually a very, very vulnerable time where we can just come to God and talk to him about everything. Well, when I was talking about fall, you know, I wish I felt the same way about my worries. You know, when I see those falling leaves and they're just so beautiful, turning color, and it's so peaceful to see them falling from the trees, I wish that I could slow down along with worries and all the things that I juggle around in my head as the plates I keep spinning, they wear my heart and they always leave my soul very busy. If only I could shed them the way the trees shed their leaves. If only I could let one fall. We weren't designed to keep everything in play all the time. Something got broken in us when Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, they stopped trusting God was good and that we were the apple of his eye. Now we are suspicious of letting go and letting God take us through the natural course of things. And I think that's what's really happening now. Obviously, there's many different things happening, but one of the key themes as autumn has been bringing to my heart is that there is a season of letting go and letting nature takes its course, or I should say letting hard things take its course. And of course, if it were up to us, we would want to change the subject, right? And now if you're talking about laundry, letting go of doing laundry, that would be another subject. My husband, Eric, he probably would wish otherwise, but I'm very good at not sweating the small stuff. I like to worry about the big problems, and I get in such a great mental workout from organizing my unresolved questions and playing out different scenarios. However, I have recently been very tired of trying to map out all the worst case scenarios. I talked about this in our last podcast about how working out our worst case scenarios, it just feeds into anxiety. It feeds into anxiety. So I talked about this in our last podcast on how to quiet those what ifs. But there's situations we'll find ourselves in, especially in matters of faith. You know, when it comes to trying to figure out what to do about problems that we can't seem to stop from going from bad to worse, you know, we forget that God is still working in our circumstances, and he is not going to give up on us, and he hasn't let go of us. He's still continuing to do his work, but we just cannot see it. Just like the tree, when it releases its leaves, it just cannot even fathom what it would look like later in spring. And in fact, it has to go through a season of winter, of barrenness. Now, I hope that this is bringing you some comfort, because during those times when things are going from bad to worse, we just wonder, where is God? And God understands our reaction. Last time we had looked at Moses, and we saw that he was in that what if situation. He said, well, what if nobody would even listen to me after he saw the burning bush? And God assured him, he said, hey, throw down your staff and let me take care of the rest. And then pick it up and you'll see it turns back into a staff. So the principle last time was to whatever little step God directs us to do, we lay it down or we pick it back up. We see, though, in the story, what happens next is that things went from bad to worse. So if you're familiar with the story, Moses did go. He said he would trust God. He went and he did ask Pharaoh to let the slaves go and leave, except things went from bad to worse. And the Israelites had to make bricks out of grass themselves. They wouldn't even receive the grass the second time around. So here is what Moses' response is. And this is of great comfort to us. Moses returned and said, why, Lord, have you brought trouble on this people? Is this why you sent me? Ever since I went to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he's brought trouble on his people, and you have not rescued your people at all. So this is an example where in the moment, it's terrible, and it's a terrible experience. Whatever you're going through, if it's going from bad to worse, whatever situation you're facing, I'm trying to imagine, what is that thing for you? Is it finances, parenting, marriage, friendship, church ministry, your physical well-being, your emotional well-being? What is it that is just going from bad to worse, even though you've been faithful to follow what God has directed you to do? We can see from this story that we know it's going to take like 10 plagues. It's the truth, but it was going to be a long journey. And yet God said to Moses, he did not lecture him. He did not shame him. And instead, God went through, and you can read this in your own time. You can enjoy chapter 6. We find that God reminds Moses that he is part of his plan. He reminds him of where he has come from and what he had promised Abraham, just kind of repeating, reassuring his promise that he will take care of his people and he will help Moses and he will not let him go. I love this line in chapter 6, verses 6 to 8. I'm going to just read some phrases that I want to give to you. Okay, God says, I will bring you out from under the yoke. Another way to think of it is, I will bring you out from under the burden. I will free you. I will redeem you. I will take you as my own, and I will be yours. I will bring you to a new land. So here are some of those actions God is going to take. And I want to reassure you that if you're feeling discouraged and you're doubting why God is even allowing things from going bad to worse, let us be reassured this very moment by God's very word. He's going to bring you out from under the burden. He will free you. He will take you as his own person. You belong to him. You are his and he is yours. And then from those words, Moses was able to take a deep breath, pick up where he was, and go again. He only had enough strength to go back to Pharaoh this one time. And as we find in the story, it was every time it seemed he was getting a no, he just would return back to God, and God would then send him out again. So do not be discouraged, dear friend. God is going to be faithful. No matter how many times we wake up and we renew ourselves with a new breath and we find whatever challenges amongst us, we can return to God, just like the ocean returns to the land and the sea. God's love is going to always return to you. And we just keep walking one day at a time by faith, knowing that God is with us. I just want to give you a promise. This promise is just so important and beautiful. And it's from Psalm 73:28. The psalmist says, "But as for me, the nearness of my God is my good. I have made the Lord God my refuge." And I think the promise here is that as long as we are near to God, He is going to be our good. He will be our refuge, and He will never, ever leave us alone. The psalmist is always saying this as a reminder to himself, as he was also in the wilderness and not even knowing anything that God ever said to him, his plan to make him king. It certainly didn't seem it was coming true in the wilderness while he was running away, going from a bad situation to worse, pursued by King Saul, who wanted his life, right? Psalm 139:10. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will hold me. Oh my goodness. What a beautiful reminder of God's hand. So today's soul care tip comes to us from a prayer practice. It's opening our hands as we pray. It's called a petitioning prayer. When we open our hands, palms up, it's a vulnerable expression of faith to request and to receive God's love. It reflects Philippians 4:6, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." And I really want to assure you that when the Apostle Paul says to be anxious for nothing, it isn't a command. It isn't a light switch which says, okay, if you just stop being anxious, then you'll be able to pray and just present your thanksgiving and present your requests to God. The Apostle Paul is encouraging us. It's a reassuring word of encouragement that says we can move towards being anxious for nothing. Let us be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer, we can lift our requests to God. And I love how Martin Luther, you know, the founder of the Protestant Reformation, defines it. Petitioning, it is stating what we have at heart, naming the desire we express in prayer. So naming the desire you express, just open up your palms. And research shows that when we affirm, we state our affirmation of what we value and what is important to us, we receive a lift in our mood. We received a lift by reminding ourselves the purpose of what is in our pain. What is the purpose? So that pain, when it has a purpose, it can lift us up and give us the energy and the affirmation. And so we are not just merely surrounded by our discouragement. So follow this prayer prompt now and see what prayer is opening up in your heart. And if you're able to, just relax your hands. We hold so much tension, we don't realize. Take a deep breath, breathe. And as you exhale, open your hands and let that tension be released and say, "Dear Jesus, please help me in," and then just let whatever it is you need help in flow out. Then think back on past times now, Jesus, thanking Jesus for when you look back how he has helped you in the past. Jesus, thank you for helping me when, and see what story flows from your heart. I want to invite you to join me for a free writer's conference as a way to write down your God story. Because when we write down our stories, our hearts get reminded that God is, in fact, with us. We look back on how he was with us back then, and we are reminded that God is faithful. He has a plan, and he will carry us through. So sign up for that Flourish Writers Conference. It's free, along with 30 experts. I will be there also to teach you how to write Breakthrough Writer's Block. Go to thebonniegray.com/subscribe, and you'll see a free link there to register free. Share with your friends and family, and it's a very, very therapeutic. I know for my own wellness, writing my stories, going back, and even the hard stuff, especially the hard stuff, when I write it out, all the emotions come out, and it's so cleansing. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help me let go when my plans don't line up with what I want them to be today. And when I feel things are falling out of control, give me courage to follow your lead ahead, because you see beyond my flaws and you call me beloved. Your gentle voice will be my guide today. Thank you for loving me. Amen. Well, sign up for my free writer's conference at thebonniegray.com/subscribe. You can also sign up for my newsletter, where I share a devotional with you and the link to all the scientific tips. So go to thebonniegray.com/subscribe. Follow me on Instagram and Facebook at The Bonnie Gray. Remember, you're loved, you're cherished. Just rest. See you next time.
Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Everyone wants to change the world. Capital Ministries is doing just that, one heart at a time, by creating disciples of Jesus Christ among political leaders in the U.S. and foreign nations. For more than 25 years, founder Ralph Drollinger has written Bible studies specifically for public servants. Study along with us and learn what the Bible says about capitalism, communism, abortion, same-sex marriage, and other contemporary issues. Subscribe and follow us at lifeaudio.com or search Capital Ministries on your favorite podcast platform.